So I'm up there and I'm taking these bids and the bid's going up and up and up and finally sold a number, whatever, 21, you know, you hold your placard up. Someone yells, "Hey, Bill, you just brought a vase." Marianne's out there bidding. I don't see her.
Ah. Yeah.
I said, "We bought a what?" And we ended up buying it. I don't know where it is now. No, it wasn't a vase. It was a big, it was like a print of a chicken.
Oh, and you're making fun of gorilla apes?
No, I'm intrigued by the gorilla apes. A diamond-encrusted gorilla ape? Who would not want that?
So where is the chicken painting? Nicely done. Waiter.
Where you might expect.
Kitchen?
Bedroom.
Bedroom! wouldn't have expected that. I would have, because I have a couple of roosters.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You mean prints?
No.
Paintings?
No.
Ceramics.
Oh, you have some ceramic rooster.
Then that's what
are you are kidding, right?
Porcelain.
No. Now you're making this up.
No, they're on my kitchen table, and I've finished with them. I think they're painted wood or something. They're real heavy. I don't know what they are, driftwood or something. And I've had them there for a long time, and it's funny that
wood.
I don't know.
Roosters drifted in.
They're like these hand painted roosters, and it's funny that we bring up roosters because I just told Steve, I think yesterday, I was like, I'm through with the roosters. I'm just sick of looking at them because they're just on my kitchen table.
Right,
But they've been there for way too long. I need to switch them out with something. Maybe chickens.
I mean, they're totally different than roosters. I can see where you'd want to change.
Right. Well, they are. I mean, chickens are allowed. Roosters are not.
I follow you. But if you wanted a different look, one would think that you would change it. You know, like maybe you can change species.
I just wanted to play the chicken dance again,
I understand.
Dude. Come on now.
All right.
You do know how this works, don't you?
I do.
All right. Maybe I'll go for a couple of monkeys. Although, you know, I have a lot of monkeys in my house. We've talked about this before.
And you have monkeys in your house?
Well, I have monkey lamps.
Minky lamps.
Minky lamps. I've got a minky candle.
Minky candle.
I've got a ceramic minky. Mm-hmm. You know, speak no evil, hear no evil.
Yes,
you know that.
Everybody should have that in their house.
Well, yeah,
they should. They should.
I've got minkies in almost every room. Just like, you know, it's kind of like what do they say that you should have at least one oriental piece in your house, no matter what your decor is, right, Nana? Mm-hmm. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. Is that what they say?
Uh huh. And now I say a minky in every room.
Oh. Sounds like a platform.
I got some work to do.
Oh,
of course, then I've got my kids and their friends, you know, so.
I got to get some monkeys. I got to tell you, I think I'm monkey free.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
And I think I'm chicken free. Other than that print.
Right.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, in the bedroom. That's an interesting place for it. Alrighty then. Later on this morning, we are going to qualify someone to win that ultimate holiday shopping experience with Bill and Sherry on Mix.
Right.
Check out that bag.
Call for details.
Bill and Sherry in the morning on this Veterans Day. Federal offices closed, state offices closed. Depending on where you live, some city offices may be open. So call ahead, as we like to say. 38 degrees now in downtown Raleigh, a beautiful day. 59 will be the high, and there are some Veterans Day things going on campus of UNC and at NC State this morning. Be aware of like a mass run down Hillsborough Street this morning. It may be through because those guys could be fast.
Well, faster than us.
They're faster than the traffic. There's not been any reports of traffic, so I thought for sure there'd be a block on Hillsborough Street.
It looks like most of it's on campus. They are on Hillsborough Street for a little while, but most of it's going to take place actually in the middle of campus.
Okay. Coming up on the bell towers.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Oxford University has compiled a top 10 list of irritating expressions. Have you guys heard them yet? Well, you have heard
probably.
Yeah. Well, you have heard them.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10, it's not rocket science. Most irritating expression. Number 9, 24/7.
Yep.
I say that one.
31. Learned that one last week on 2.5 Men. The kid just, 31. Shortened it.
Number 8, shouldn't have.
Yeah, huh?
You didn't.
Nuh-uh.
Number 7, it's a nightmare. I say that. Number 6, one of our favorites. Absolutely. Number 5, with all due respect. Number 4, at this moment in time. Most irritating. Number 3, I personally. Da da da. Number 2, fairly unique. Heard that one. And number 1, most irritating expression.
You gonna eat all that? You're going to wear that? You're going to wear that?
That's much, yours is much better than the one I have.
Go ahead.
At the end of the day.
I hate it. Hate it.